USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump arrived in Florida last evening to spend the holidays at his Mar-a-Lago resort, and shortly after getting there, he spoke at Turning Point USA's Student Action Summit with this advice to those in attendance.
Our nation badly needs more young people like those here tonight to study up, work hard, and then go into government, go into journalism, go into media, go into teaching, and yes, go into academia, and retake these institutions, rebuild our culture, and take back our country.
Before leaving Washington, the president signed a $1.4 trillion spending bill to keep the government running through September 2020. It was hammered out by Congress this past week before lawmakers left for their holiday break. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
At last check, no arrests have been made for the shootings of 13 people, all wounded, when a gunman opened fire inside a large memorial gathering early today on the city's south side. Chicago police say the affair was to remember a 22-year-old city man who'd been shot and killed during a carjacking last April. Six people are dead, 13 others injured after an early morning apartment fire in downtown Las Vegas yesterday. It happened at the Alpine Motel Apartments. The fire chief there says crews arrived to find people jumping out of second and third story windows.
I don't think there is anything that is more disturbing than to pull up on a three-story building and see multiple people hanging out a window.
They believe the cause was accidental. Cleanup is underway after a freight train derailed into the Potomac River in West Virginia yesterday. Officials say the five CSX freight cars that derailed were empty at the time. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is reportedly conferring with his nation's top military chiefs, urging them to ramp up defense readiness as he considers his options. The end of year approaching with no denuclearization agreement with the United States after he had given the U.S. until year's end to end what he calls a policy of hostility against the North. He wants to see stalled talks resume to come up with an agreement, but he also wants sanctions dropped first. The Trump administration is rolling back a rule that would phase out energy-soaking light bulbs. It's the latest effort by the administration to eliminate steps taken to fight climate change. The Trump administration saying it's protecting consumer choice by allowing incandescent bulbs to continue to be sold. The rule banning them was scheduled to take effect on January 1st. It had been adopted back during the George W. Bush administration. And experts in Maryland are working to determine the value of some anonymous jewelry that was dropped into a Salvation Army kettle a few days ago. Salvation Army Captain Ryan Vincent says several pieces of very expensive jewelry were deposited in the kettle at a grocery store in Annapolis, Maryland this week. He said the items included a Tiffany bracelet that they've determined is worth over $12,000. The donation will help feed needy children for a year, he says. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.